I wanted to encourage people, if you could, please go to thevinnyeastwoodshow.com and send us a donation. Or even better yet, subscribe for like $5 a month, $10 a month, $20 a month, whatever you can spare. I've been thinking about toying with the idea of reducing it to like $1 a month and see if we can even get more subscriptions because, well, basically, I do really, really hard work every single day trying to make sure that the truth gets out on this program so that people who ordinarily don't have a platform, well, basically, I'm not very picky. Anybody really comes on this show. It's just incidentally we get really, really great guests because there's just that many great people out there that nobody knows about. Also, if you happen to be in the island change nation of New Zealand, that's the local pronunciation. There is a radio station in Whanganui, with or without an H, called Dagsy FM 88.0, in Hamilton, Raglan, and soon to be Tauranga, Rush FM 87.7. And incidentally, and I only just found this out yesterday, a pure coincidence, in Southland, Ifinity FM network is also on 87.7 FM. So if you're in the South, Ifinity at 87.7. If you're in the mid-north or whatever, you know, and these radio stations and their links are on the homepage of the VinnyEastwoodShow.com. And if you know of a low-power FM or even a powerful FM that wants to, well, basically have the guts, the real guts and gusto to play this show, send them to me. Ask them to contact me. I'm not that difficult to get a hold of. Believe me, because this show really does need to be everywhere throughout this country and everywhere throughout the world because, well, basically, the guests are international, you know, from all over the place. And have you noticed, no matter how different the topics are, no matter how different the people are, we're all really in agreement about one thing. We don't want to be fracking slaves anymore.
That's it.
Right, now, there's another thing. I wanted to give a quick plug to Blue Shield as well. Haven't been selling too many of those, and I wanted to encourage people to get them because look at it this way. They're not cheap, okay? Admittedly, they're not cheap. They're about $100 each, depending on what you're purchasing. I've got a little one that hangs around my neck, and I've also got a plug-in one that's next to the computer so I don't get, you know, bathed in EMF radiation the whole time while I'm doing the show every day and working away on the archives and what have you. And I was wondering whether or not they worked. And my mate Dan said to me, you know, Vinny, why don't you just unplug it for a week? And I was like, hey, you know what? That's a good idea. Let's do a test, you know, let's see if it works. And my God, the headaches and my rage and just feeling sick and really, really exhausted and stuff like that. I think within 2 hours or something of unplugging it, just kind of came down on me really, really harshly, and getting through that week was just pure difficulty. You know, that was what it was like. It was just difficult to survive, difficult to think, difficult to maintain my cool, and nothing else had changed other than unplugging that Blue Shield. And then I plugged it back in, headaches went away, the exhaustion disappeared, and my rage came under control. It really does work. Unequivocally. And $100 for something that gives you a 15-meter radius that protects your whole home in order to stop that from happening to you? I didn't even notice that I was like that until the Blue Shield gone. And that's how they work, really. You plug them in first off, you don't notice a difference at all until you unplug them. Right? We really are living under this crap of EMF radiation the whole time. The whole time. It is inescapable. And now they've got smart meters on everybody's fracking property and all of that kind of stuff, bathing you in that stuff as well. This stuff works, okay? Even a friend of mine, Gordy, who's a part of the Zeitgeist movement, you know those people, I don't know if anybody's ever had friends like this, but there'll be people who are really technically skilled, and there'll be one room in their house that is an absolute bomb site. Like, it's a mess. They've got computer parts and scientific gear and welding torches and goodness knows what everywhere, because they're just really, really onto it, people who've got all those devices, right? And he had this device that was an electronic reading device, okay? So you point it, it's got a little electrode on it, and you point it at whatever, and it'll give off a sound corresponding to however much electricity is running through that thing. And just in the air, you know, we're just pointing it in the air, just in general, and it was like, pointed it to just a piece of metal, you know, nothing wrong with it, or nothing plugged into it, plugged it onto a computer screen that was on, plugged it onto a blue shield, even while the light was flashing, and it's like, nothing. It really is the ultimate in New Zealand engineering, as far as I have seen. And the guys down there, they're even testing them on cows. And preliminary tests have seen that even the cows produce 10% more milk when they're wearing blue shields around their neck as a collar. All right? Why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free, I say?